Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I was thinking on the trip to Texas, I've been a little concerned about having the first thing that we do politically be the sort of the Texas thing. Of course, we'll announce the California, New York things also. But I think it would work in nicely. Why don't we just stop at the monument in Indianapolis on the way out? You know, just
not a bad idea.
You know, you could have one hell of a reception. Matt could make a very non-political speech about cities and the mayor and all that. And in my mother's state, I've always started my campaign. I've always made my first appearance in a campaign. I wouldn't say started the campaign. You know what I mean?
And yep.
Sort of the old affection, the Hoosier business. God, it appeals to the farmers, to the Midwest, to Chicago. It'd get one hell of a play.
You'd lose the Rio Grande School for television.
Well, I know.
Maybe that's okay.
I'm not sure. You lose it for, yes, you do. But it would run the morning show, and they'd probably pick it up for the following evening, too. Because we're not going to run the Connelly thing for television particularly.
No, but it's a Friday night, so you'd have...
I see.
You don't have much on Saturday morning.
The monument isn't going to be bad for television, is it? I mean, it'll show
it'd be good.
A huge crowd, you know.
Right.
You know, the crowd thing is what I think is just... Basically, I'm just thinking of the fact that McGovern is playing crowds right now. We'd come in with one hell of a crowd, you know.
And you play the Rio Grande not as a national story, but as a Texas story.
As a Texas story, and it would
local human interest in the Mexicans.
Carry to the ethnics and everything else, and we do it in a very low-key and fine way. And Christ, it'd go through Texas like a... And New Mexico and California.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's look into that, huh?
Okay.
Fine. And Oklahoma way back. Okay.
Yeah. Good.